Hello, everyone. This is Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Today's topic is going to be Taylor Swift.
So for all you Swifties out there, listen in and we hope you enjoy. All right, so let's start with what's trending, what everyone's talking about. Taylor Swift's new album, Midnights. And so, personally, I have a lot of thoughts on this. But I want to know, Haley, have you listened to the album yet?
Okay, yeah, because to be fair, before we started this podcast episode, Amy asked me if I had listened to the album, and I was like, we have to get that on the podcast, because the answer is kind of no.
Why are you even here?
But the reason is because she had released her album, right, like, this weekend, yeah. Or mm-hmm. Friday or something mm-hmm. like that. And so I had listened to it, but then I saw today that she released it like midnight's 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that until today when I was like, just like, oh, and I was going to listen to like her older album. So I had just looked her up on Spotify and I was like, wait, what? Because I was like, okay, that first, there were only, like, what, 7 songs yeah. or something? I was like, there's not even that many. So I had, like, listened to it, and I was like, okay, I'm all good.
It's okay. No, because, to tell you the truth, I've only listened to the album through maybe, like, 4 times.
Okay.
And I think that this, before anyone comes to attack us, that this is just, like, an initial review. I think that opinions of albums change over time.
That's true.
So, we can just talk about, like, what our initial thoughts are when we first listen to it.
Yes.
And perhaps someday we'll revisit, and then we'll see if our thoughts have changed. So, I'm just gonna say that so no one comes in and tries to find us and attacks us for our yeah. initial thoughts.
I'm like, I know Swifties can be hardcore, so please do not send hate at me, okay? I'm trying my best.
Okay. So.
But to preface this, Amy is, like, way more of a Taylor Swift fan than I am, and so that's where this is sort of coming from. This is, yeah.
Yes. I embrace my Taylor Swift love, but also at a stage where I understand that I'm not, like, the biggest Taylor Swift fan.
They go hard.
Yeah. So if I get, like, facts wrong, you can see how I'm very scared of being attacked.
I know. Maybe we shouldn't have done this one.
It's okay. We're just gonna go for it. All right. So, my initial thoughts, I think it was definitely different. Taylor Swift, she's lately been known for, like, switching genres, right? Going from, well, it was more of an ease going from, like, Fearless to, like, Speak Now, and then Red. I feel like that transition was really, like, nice. But then going into, like, 1989, where she's, like, more completely pop. Then Reputation, where it was all, like, dark.
Yeah.
and then Lover, which was like, oh, that's very flowery and yeah. happy and lovey. But then, bam, Folklore. Like, whoa, where is this, like, indie, like, style coming from?
That's true.
So I really feel like this was a whiplash for me.
Oh, no.
Like, when I was listening, I'm like, wait. It's hard for me to, like, vibe with the songs because it was hard to find a catchy, like, hook or, like, a oh, yeah. catchy chorus to kind of go with. A lot of it was more, I guess I just didn't expect the twists and turns, the beats, interesting instrumentals.
Yeah.
And just, like, her using more of her, like, lower register voice.
That's true.
I guess that makes sense, because, like, Midnights, it's, like, the theme.
Yeah.
For me, when I go through songs, it's, or albums, I think that sometimes I don't like things the first time around, and it did, like I said, like, take me maybe 3 or 4 times listening to the album for me to have, like, a few songs that kind of stood out to me. But the ones that I do stick out, I think those are the ones that are more, like, similar to her past albums, where I'm still trying to get used to, like, this new style of Taylor Swift. So I can proudly say that the songs I do like is the first one. I think Lavender Haze, she starts off, like, really strong with that song, and that definitely has the vibe that I can get from, like, other albums, okay,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked Midnight Rain. Mm-hmm. Very catchy. Let me sing it for you. No, 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 da, 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 pain. No, no, no.
I can tell you know the words. Yeah, she got you there.
Okay, so enough of me talking so much. You listened to her first 7 songs of the album. Tell me what your thoughts were. As someone who's not, like, a Taylor Swift listener.
Okay. So, this may be too long of an answer for this because I feel like there needs to be backstory.
Tell us the backstory.
Because I'm actually, like, I am not an album listener. Mm. And especially, I think it's different, like, when you buy a CD, obviously you listen through the whole album because you have the CD, but now with, like, modern music, I guess, that I don't, and I've been trying to now sort of start to listen to the albums because it's, like, but I would just, like, go on YouTube, and as I'm, like, scrolling through, like, recommended videos, it would just be, like, a video, you know, like, a music video or whatever, so I would watch it, and I'd be, like, oh, that's good, and then I would, like, illegally download it, you know, to my phone, and, like, back then, and so that's sort of, like, what I did and what I would continue doing until, like, I got Spotify, like, maybe a few years ago. I feel like I was late to the Spotify train, and so now it's, like, when I talk to people, I realize that albums, you're supposed to, like, listen to the album, because then it's, like, you know, when you go to the concert of people, I'm, like, I only know a few songs. Because it's just, like, but it is, like, okay, if you listen to a song on YouTube, and then they may recommend you another song by that artist, so I think I know them, because I know, like, maybe 5 songs, and then I go to the concert, and I'm, like, oh, shoot, I should listen to their album, and then I'm, like, they have way more songs than I thought they even had, so I feel like it's, like, a new thing for me, trying to listen to their albums, and with that said, I feel like with her songs, I kind of zoned them out.
I think I get that.
Yeah, that they're kind of, like, not really, I don't listen to it and I think, oh, that was really good. I'm going to add it to my, like, playlist or whatever. They just kind of, like, meld out. But then I was like, okay, if I'm doing something that, like, maybe doesn't require a lot of thought or something, like, if I'm cleaning my room, I would potentially put the album on and that kind of thing, but it is maybe not even that, because it's not, like, dance music or, yeah, like, it's, like, not that poppy.
Yeah, it's very, like, mellow.
It's very mellow, so it's kind of things that I think I have to listen to when I'm laying in bed with the lights off.
At like, midnight at 3 a.m.
Yeah. I get the vibe. I'm like, it fits, kind of thing. Like, I like it.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think that there's no, like, kind of, I don't know, like, when you think Taylor Swift, you think of, like, style, blank space, and all those, like, I knew you were trouble, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, all this, like, pop, and so I can see where you're coming from. We're, like, coming into this, it could easily be that kind of, like, lo-fi that people use to, like, study to.
Yeah.
Right? And so, it's not necessarily bad, but there's definitely, like, a time to listen to it. Yeah. Right? And I don't know if that's what, like, Taylor Swift was going for, but I don't want to offend anybody, but people are saying, like, this is, like, really great, and, like, it's, like, hitting all the charts, and I'm just like, well, I don't really get all the high. Like, it's good.
Well, yeah, so that's sort of my other thing, is that I feel like people listen to Taylor Swift, and they really listen to the lyrics. Mm. That's the other thing, is that I don't really listen to the lyrics.
Oh, that's right. Me too.
Yeah, right? Like, too. I don't, like, I will sing a song, potentially, and not know what I'm saying at all. Mm-hmm. And my dad is someone who, like, actually listens to the words, so, like, I'll be singing a song, and he's like, that doesn't even make any sense. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know what I'm saying. So I feel like, especially on TikTok, I'll see some song, or some videos that are, like, oh, this, like, lyric really hits. Mm. And I'm like, I did not know it said that. So I feel like if I were to read the lyrics, mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, this is... Because she has really good...
Yeah, writing.
Yeah. And I appreciate that about her. Like, she really hits the mark on that. But as someone who doesn't know them... It kind of misses it for me.
Yeah. Yes, I can see that, which is kind of funny. Now that you say that, I think I am also someone who doesn't really listen to the lyrics. So we're similar in that.
Yeah.
So that's why maybe this doesn't, like, immediately click with me, because I'm looking for that, like, catchy hook, right?
Yeah.
It's catchy tune, the chorus, but if they don't have that, then I'm just like, oh, well. Well, but also I do want to say that when the hype was all around her album, like Folklore and Evermore, mm-hmm. I didn't like that album until maybe this year.
Oh, okay.
So things take time to grow on you, like moss on a tree.
Yeah. Fair points.
So you never know.
Yeah, because I'm going to be honest, I have not listened to Folklore or Evermore.
It's okay, it took me 2 years.
But it is, like, I do like the indie vibe, so I don't know why I didn't.
Well, there's always time. There's no pressure.
No, I will. I'll come back.
Someday.
I'll hit that, yeah.
All right, well, now that we're talking about, like, her other albums, right? I know that you did listen to her in the past.
Yeah.
Her old stuff. Do you have a favorite song or album? And I'm curious to know why.
Okay. So it is kind of... I'm obviously biased because I have not listened to all of her albums.
Oh, right, right.
Of so... course.
You gave us backstory.
I will take that out of consideration because... Yeah.
I'm ready. It's okay.
Well, because I'm like, if I'm getting...
Is it
probably...
Love Story?
I actually hated that song. I hated it so much.
The unpopular choice opinion. Love Story sucks.
Oh, and Teardrops on My Guitar. I also hated that one.
Wow. Just tell. Spill the beans. Tell us everything now.
But I did really like Taylor Swift. You know, her first album. And I think it's, you know, I had her CD, obviously, mm-hmm. and that was peak Taylor Swift for me, and it went downhill from there. So there's not really much to say.
What's your favorite song on that album, then, if you didn't like Teardrops on My Guitar?
Okay, yeah, that was my least favorite song on that album. Let me see.
Tim McGraw.
It's funny because obviously as a kid had no idea who Tim McGraw
was, right?
Right? Yeah. And now as an adult, I know who he is.
Yeah.
I'm like, interesting. Yeah. I'll have to think about it, but if you want to pick.
Yeah. I think a favorite album is pretty hard, actually, because I liked a lot of them. I liked Reputation. I liked Red. Very popular album. People liked Red a lot. I like Fearless, but I think, overall, I would have to say, I think Reputation. I feel like I could really jam to that, work out to a lot of those songs.
That's true.
And she has, like, a good balance of songs that were, like, angsty and angry.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, like, in that album, there's, like, Delicate, which is, like, I was going to sing it, but then I already did too much singing.
You literally only sing once. You have to sing it for me because I don't know how it goes.
I was like, is it cool that I said all that? And then See, you can also see that I don't really listen to lyrics. so I really like Reputation. And I do have to say that my favorite song is not from that album.
Okay.
I love Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift from her Lover album. Great song. I jam to it all the time. Turn up the volume in my car and sing that bridge. I will not be singing that. Right? No more singing. So yes, I think that's a great song. Recommend it to you. Have you listened to it?
I feel like that was one that I've heard on the radio.
It goes like this.
Okay.
It goes, it's you, taste your na-na-na blue, na-na-na-na, cruel summer, summer. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good.
I think I have heard it.
Okay, good.
That was really good, though.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm going to be honest, Reputation...
Least favorite album.
Yeah, but it is because it doesn't... Like, I'm not really a huge pop person.
That's right.
So I think... But it was like, I also haven't listened to the full album, and I've only heard the popular songs, and I didn't really like them. But it could be... It's kind of like, you know, when they play it on the radio all the time, every store you walk into, they're playing it all the time, that kind of thing. I think it could be also just I was, like, overwhelmed with... those songs potentially.
Just think it's funny that it's my favorite album.
I don't know, like, it actually makes sense, I feel like, you know? Because I'm like, actually, I feel like Red and then like Reputation were both albums that kind of like turned me off Taylor Swift, like, because it is, you know, and that's the thing
popular,
is like, when obviously I liked her when she was more country, because I do like country music, which is an unpopular opinion to some people. And so it's obviously like, yeah, when your artist goes that you like, they then change their sound, it's like you'll lose people, but obviously you gain a whole new following too, so I think that's just what it is that I liked her for her country music.
Yeah,
and so it was just like, yeah, I think
I didn't like 1989, and I think that was her shift.
You have the CD.
I know,
that is shocking to me. Because I thought you liked it.
I think it's like one of those albums that like the songs just like got old for me. None of them really, I don't know, just, like, listening through it, I just don't want to listen through it.
That's true. Okay, to be fair, out of that album, I really liked How You Get the Girl. Clean.
Okay, actually, Clean was good. Clean was good. I think I heard How You Get the Girl too many times.
That's true. It was just because I, like, didn't have the CD and also didn't really listen to it. But I was like, I remember, I feel like I was in your car and you were playing Clean. And I had never heard it before. And I was like, this song is really good.
It
is
really good.
And so I added it to my playlist. Yeah. Nice. So I'm like, those are the two songs I like out of that one. Otherwise, yeah, I don't really like it.
Yeah, I do have to add an honorable mention. An album that's becoming my favorite is Folklore. I have been listening to that more. And I don't know if that's, like, because I'm, like, maturing as a young adult, that I feel like those indie vibes really, like, get me.
I did actually listen to Folklore. I did like it.
That makes me happy. Do you like August? That's one of my favorite songs.
I do like that one.
Salt air. Na, 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 na. Wait, is that even the song? Can someone play the song?
Well,
it's okay, don't play it.
I think I could pause it.
Just comment in the comment. Do podcasts have comments?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, well, leave a comment in our Instagram post.
That's true. I do. There is this one podcast that I was listening to that they have, like, a Facebook group.
Oh.
And I was like, how old are you guys? You have a Facebook group? And then she was like, oh, I'm, like, 27. And I was like, girl, you're, like, my age.
People, yeah, Facebook is slowly becoming out. And I guess this is, like, perhaps a topic for another time, but I feel like I'm getting old because Discord is, like, a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking to my brother. I was like, oh, yeah, how do you, like, communicate with your classmates? He's like, Discord. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. It sounds like a gaming platform.
Yeah, that's literally what I thought. I'm like, this is what only gamers use.
Right?
Yeah.
People use it for, like, class and school.
That's so weird.
What?
Yeah, because Timmy was like, he's like, oh, yeah, I just go home and I sit on Discord. And, like, when a friend then gets on, they'll, like, hop on the Discord and we'll chat. And I'm like, you just sit on there? Because it is like, okay, yeah, he's like gaming and he's on his computer, so like he'll just have it up, and like if someone comes in, they're like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And I'm like, what? Like, that sounds really cool, but also, like, you have to be sitting on it all day or whatever. Strange. Yeah. I was like, that's ideal, because I'd like to talk to you sometimes. That'd be cool, but I'm like, you know.
You can just text me. Anyway, that was a tangent. We're going to hop back on. And, well, I guess to end and wrap up this podcast, we do want to each share just a song recommendation for our amazing listeners.
Yeah.
Haley, do you want to start us off?
Okay, I'll start us off with one, I guess. But I think it's one that was, like, pretty popular on, like, TikTok. Mm-hmm. I heard it. And that's a thing, right? Is that TikTok is now becoming where people will, sort of tease their music.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And artists are coming out of that, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
But I feel, okay, wait, this wasn't the one that I was going to say, but I'm, like, scrolling through my,
You found a better one.
Okay, wait.
You can do two.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like I have to do one that is, like, country-esque, but then I have to pick one that's, like, might like better.
Yeah, no, be proud.
Because I'm like, I know. I will do the one that I initially was going to do. It's called Tripping Over Air, and it's by Aiden Bissett.
Well, yeah, have you heard of it? No,
maybe if I played it, you would know it, but it's, like, it's really good. I don't know the words, and I don't know how it goes. Something about a guitar.
I know that one. Just kidding.
So that one I really like.
Okay. I'm actually gonna probably listen to it after this podcast.
Okay.
For me, this might be cheating.
Okay.
But,
is it a Taylor Swift song?
When Taylor Swift's album came out, Carly Rae Jepsen's album also came out, and I am a huge fan of Carly Rae Jepsen because I am a pop lover, and Carly Rae is completely pop. And so, the song I recommend is Surrender My Heart by Carly Rae Jepsen. It's in her new album called The Loneliest Time, and I recommend that entire album for any Swifties or anyone listening who enjoys pop, because I think Carly really captures that essence of being, having, like, the lyrical component that Taylor Swift has, but also more geared towards that, like, upbeat aspect. And really hits those, I don't know, like, the vibe that you want when you're looking for a pop song.
Okay.
So, yes, recommend. 10 out of 10. Surrender My Heart, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay. Is that the only one that you wanted to do?
Mm-hmm. Feel free to toss in another one for our
How many can I toss in, though?
As many as you want. They're probably, you know, everyone's always looking for new music.
That's true. Okay, so the first one is more, that one's more like poppy, which I think people will like. But there's one that's called, this one's more country, and sometimes I get scared about calling something country if someone's like, that's not country, and I'm like, okay. Because, like, country and pop are kind of the same.
Yeah.
This one's called Reason for Leaving by Aaron Kinsey, and I think it's pretty good. So if you guys want to give it a listen.
I will listen to it. If no one listens to it, at least no, well, I will listen to it.
I'm kind of like, it might not be your vibe.
It will be my
vibe. You know
vibe.
When you recommend a song to someone and they listen to it and they're like, that's trash. I'm like, okay.
I mean, at least they listened to it, right? They gave it a chance.
I guess. Yeah, that's true. But it still hurts my heart.
Well, don't hurt Haley's heart and listen to the song. Give it some love.
Listen to the song, but don't tell me if you don't like it. Yes. Only tell me if you like it, please.
Yes. And so I hope you all enjoyed our podcast today. There will be many more on the way.
Later. Woo! Bye.